Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow 25, Johannesburg 23, Polokwane 26.
There's a crash in Midrand between Allendale and New Road heading northbound. It is causing huge backups through the Buccleuch interchange. The Mike 1 is backed up from Rosebank at the moment. And it's a similar story on the N3 southbound. Everything between Galilee's and Heldenace is absolutely chock-a-block. But trying to get in there from any other direction is just as bad.
And in your sports, lots at stake in round 5 of Women's Premier Division. And disgraced referee David Coot banned by UEFA until 2026. Details at 5:30.
The U.S. Embassy in South Africa has confirmed the resignation of the Charter Fair Dana Brown from the mission. Brown, who was the deputy to the U.S. ambassador to Pretoria, is leaving amid rising tensions between Pretoria and Washington. Cliff Shiko reports.
In a statement, the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria says Brown is retiring from the U.S. Foreign Service in March to spend more time with her family in the United States. Brown will be replaced by David Green, who is currently the Deputy Chief of Mission in Nigeria. Tensions between the two countries have been high after the U.S. accused the South African government of confiscating land of certain classes and treating them badly. Yesterday, the U.S. also terminated all funding to HIV and AIDS organizations in South Africa, saying the programs are no longer in the U.S. national interest. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
The Public Servants Association has condemned the non-payment of tuition and accommodation fees for 720,000 students reliant on the National Student Financial Aid Scheme. The crisis has left students unable to access results or continue studies. The PSA's Claude Naicker is calling on the Higher Education Minister to expedite payments, reconsider NSFAS's role, and implement direct payments to institutions.
The blame must squarely lie with these higher education institutions, coupled with the fact that NSFAS has once again bungled and not paid student fees and accommodation fees timelessly. This has caused much concern and anxiety among our students, leaving them unable now to register for the new academic year.
Agricultural analysts are expecting a strong maize harvest due to excellent summer rains following a drought-hit season. The Crop Estimates Committee is forecasting an 8.26% rise in commercial maize crop. Economist Wandile Sibohlo told SABC News grain production is set to surpass 17 million tons, signaling a recovery.
This time around, though, the Crop Estimate Committee has come out with their promising figures where they place their overall grain production at over 17 million tons. That is up double digit from where we were last year. We may see grain prices moderating, and that will be of benefit to the consumer.
The United Kingdom International Development Minister Annalise Dodds says she is resigning over cuts to overseas aid ordered by Prime Minister Keir Starmer to boost defence spending. Starmer on Tuesday pledged to raise UK defence spending to 2.5% of GDP by 2027, but ordered the overseas development budget to be cut from 0.5% to 0.3% to pay for it. More on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. And finally, Microsoft announced today that it would shut down the internet icon Skype, which the tech giant acquired in 2011 as of May month this year. I'm Milpinar Wifnister, die waarnemende ambassadeur van die VSA aan Suid-Afrika. Bedank van Bos.
Sorry to hear about the end of Skype. Now if they could just end Teams and Outlook as well, that'd be great.
When you hear, hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you. You look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.